The National Park Service is considering new rules for hoverboards, e-scooters, and Segways. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, so-called micro-mobility vehicles are becoming more common, and some groups worry about their growing impacts and where they might be allowed next.
The Park Service says these micro-mobility devices can connect underserved communities to places like the National Mall in D.C. or the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Under the Biden administration, it proposed this new plan to give each park superintendent broad flexibility to decide where they should be allowed. Frank Buono says that makes sense, but wants more guardrails. He's a retired park manager and is on the board of nonprofit Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. The Park Service says e-scooters and hoverboards wouldn't be allowed in wilderness areas. Buono says they should also be off limits in other sensitive areas.
And that's on waters, and that's on trails, and that's on backcountry areas outside of developed zones.
The Park Service is evaluating roughly 70 public comments on the proposal. Many agreed that the devices should be limited to developed areas, while others said they could benefit park visitors. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.